It is a pleasure to be joined by the Cardinals president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom, here in the booth at Dozer Park. Chaim, I know your time is super valuable. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes.
You bet. It's great to be here and great to be with you.
How about that show last night? You enjoy that? 7 home runs, tied a franchise record?
Yeah, I've been here 2 days and we've scored 22 runs, so that's always a bonus.
Does that usually happen when you show up and the guys know that you're here?
Not always. You see all sorts of things. I was telling somebody yesterday, I think I saw us walk 15 last summer in one game when I was here. So it can be all over the map. That can happen at any level. It can certainly happen in the minor leagues when these guys are still working on a lot of things.
So you mentioned that usually you see each affiliate once per year. What do you get out of these visits, and what are your kind of goals when you visit with the teams?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think it's important just to go around and be there. We always talk, and you've heard me talk, and everybody who follows the Cardinals has heard me talk about how important this pipeline is to us. I think one of the ways we show that is by showing up. My roots are in player development, so it's also a lot of fun for me, candidly. Yeah. You have a ton of fun with these visits. But I think, you know, for outside of spring training, so many of our people are not with us in St. Louis during the season. So I think it's a chance to get out, get to know our staff better, let them get to know me a little bit better, keep everybody connected to the mission, connected to the organization and what's going on back at Busch Stadium, what we're all trying to accomplish together, and also for our players to see as they make that journey to the big leagues. I don't want the first time one of our players has a conversation with me to be when they're in the big leagues. To me, that's a missed opportunity. Game's hard. It's hard up there. There's a lot of eyeballs on you, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of things that can get in your head. I don't want to add stress to that, so I'd rather be a more familiar face by the time they get there.
It's that human element that I think is an important part of player development, as I'm sure you've seen.
It's a people business.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
there's plenty of, obviously, we want to leverage all the available information, technology, everything that we can to help these players, but at the end of the day, they're the ones that are doing it. It's people that do this together.
Peoria's been a fun place to be this year, having seen a lot of it. Rainiel Rodriguez to start the year, a very quick rise to Double A. What made you and everybody on the player development side think, okay, now this guy's ready for that next challenge?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. You don't see movement that early most of the time. Usually you're thinking more towards the midpoint of the season. You know, he just showed, between the fact that he was here last year and the way he came out of the gate at this level, let's not say he's a finished product, but he had all of our people sold that really the most appropriate challenge for him was Double A right now. And that's really what we're trying to do. Again, these guys are not finished products. We don't want this to be too hard or too easy in a sense. You want to put them at the level where they can be challenged the right amount for them to grow the most. There's not necessarily a perfect formula or perfect science that'll tell you what that is. So there is some judgment there. But again, the fact that he had something under him last year at this level, the way that he was dominating, particularly offensively, while the defensive stuff was still coming along and continues to improve, just had our people convinced that he should go to Double A.
Looking on the pitching side now, Tanner Franklin starting tonight. He was a reliever all through college. The transition to starter has gone really well. Was there something under the hood that you guys saw with Tanner that made you confident that he could handle this next challenge?
Yeah, so far, you know, looking at how this is turning out, you know, couldn't be more pleased with where he's at and the ability he's showing us, the upside, and how he's working towards that. This was, in my view, an example of some great collaboration between our folks on the scouting side and our pitching people and our player development people. Everybody was in the room together. Everybody was able to weigh in. There are obviously some things on the evaluation side. I mean, we know this guy has tremendous amount of arm talent. He was used in a capacity, obviously, in college that might not lead you to think, hey, this guy could be a big league starter. And that's where the development program comes in. If we were to get this guy, do we have a shot to build a starter out of him? Obviously, even for the guys that start in college, the odds are against them. Not that many guys get to start games in the big leagues. The odds are against them doing that, but you want to feel like there is a realistic path to that, all the more so if the player's been in a relief role. And just seeing how he moves, how the arm works, the arsenal that was in place, and then the potential for the other things that he could develop down the road, you know, that's something where, again, you leverage your pitching development people, and they can tell you, we can see a path for this, and it's something we can build a plan here, and we have a shot to execute on this plan. And, you know, so far it's working out great.
And he's a lot of fun to watch, too. The fastball is big league. I'm no scout, but that fastball is something else.
Yeah, it's a good fastball. I mean, really, the whole arsenal, again, we like a lot of the other things that he features, and it continues to grow and develop. You know, we're continuing to try to give him more options. And there's always a part of this development process where you're not necessarily looking for guys at this level to just, use the things that make them likeliest to beat the hitters here tonight.
Sure.
You want them to work towards what's going to make them a really good big league pitcher. Now, in doing that, we still want to beat the hitters here. Don't get me wrong. We're trying to compete our tails off. But you want to make sure guys are working in such a way that they have a chance to reach their upside, reach their ceiling. And if that means getting a little uncomfortable, trying to incorporate some new things,
yeah.
It might mean dialing back on some new things to make sure we're using them in the right situations, right count, and not falling too in love with a new toy. Whatever it is,
yeah.
You know, that's something obviously that our staff works out with the player. But it's really about working towards this vision of what can this player be down the road.
And I think that's something that we've seen a little bit with Joiker Fajardo, a guy who threw his slider over half the time last year in the Red Sox organization, now with Cardinals throwing the fastball a little bit more, and I think that's probably been a good challenge for him on the mound.
Yeah, and you know, that's not to take anything away from his secondaries, which are extremely advanced for
yeah.
his age and are extremely effective, and they were on Tuesday. The fastball, we actually saw opportunity potentially to improve the fastball life, improve the movement profile in the fastball. In the early going, it looks like we've been able to do that. And, you know, with that, you want to make sure that he's throwing it, that he knows how to use it. What that mix ultimately ends up being at the highest level, should he get there, obviously that's still TBD,
yeah.
but you want to make sure you're developing all the weapons. And so if we see opportunity to improve that fastball, you know, we're just robbing ourselves and robbing the kid of an opportunity if we don't have him use it.
How on earth do you follow the minor league system?
What do you mean?
With all the players that you have to follow and all your responsibilities with the big league team, how hard is it, and how do you go about keeping tabs on the minor leagues?
Oh, man. Well, we're fortunate. You know, we have obviously so many great people that are responsible for this, and we get so much great information. And the nature of that information is always changing. To be
yeah.
quite honest with you, there's been a process because of some of the cool things that our people have put together in terms of visualizing some of that information. It's a little bit different from the last time I did this, so I've retrained myself, I think, hopefully
sure.
in a good way, to try to find different ways to look at outings, to break those outings down for myself. I can't sit here and tell you that every single day at Busch Stadium I notice every little thing that happens, nor do I need to. But we're blessed with a lot of easy ways to follow this, and we're all passionate about it. You know, there's not a night that I go to bed that I haven't already looked at the box scores, even before the information and the subjective opinions come in. When we're in the suite at Busch Stadium, sometimes we'll have games on the streams on in the back of the suite, and or we'll be watching them on our laptops. There's a lot of different ways. You know, in this day and age, there's so many different ways you can follow this.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, to sit here and tell you that every night, you know, I see everything that happens, that's not the case. Sometimes you just look at a final score, a box score. But we have so many different ways to follow our players, and we're all really passionate about it. These guys are our future, and it's really great to be able to see them through the eyes of all the people who are working with them.
Last one, quick one for you. You've been really generous with your time. Thank you. You've been in baseball a little bit now. You've worked with a lot of different people. Who is the most famous baseball person in your cell phone?
Ooh, baseball person.
Or maybe just famous person in general.
That's a great question. I would have to think about that a little bit. My guess is I'm sure there. I do have the numbers of a couple Hall of Fame players in my phone that I have communicated with. I couldn't tell you who all
okay.
the most famous one is. Certainly been fortunate enough since coming to this organization to – you know, interact with some very famous Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the two guys who are going in our Hall of Fame this fall are up there.
Yeah.
Fortunate to have met them since coming to the organization. Guy who DH for the Red Sox for a good while is probably one of them from the last
yeah.
organization. But those are just a few. I mean, those guys, they kind of have a celebrity status just beyond their incredible resumes.
Yeah.
But man, there's even more than that. I'll tell you, this isn't exactly an answer to your question, but it's a nice little funny full circle moment. It was my second year with the Rays. We were still the Devil Rays. That's how long ago it was.
There we go.
We had, then went by BJ Upton. Now he goes by Melvin Jr.
Yeah.
And at the time we were still trying to help him out with shortstop.
Oh.
And I don't know who it was on our staff or one of our special assistants, somebody had to connect to Ozzie Smith.
Oh.
And so we actually had Ozzie come in and consult for
oh.
us to try
That's
to
awesome.
Help turn BJ into a shortstop. If he couldn't do it, I think we ultimately made the right decision moving him out to center field. And he was a brilliant center fielder for us. And, you know, we went to the World Series with him playing center. So ultimately it wasn't meant to be at short, but kind of a full circle moment because I got to meet Ozzie then. I mean, I was just a puppy. It was early in my career. And I remember walking into that complex, which the Cardinals also trained at one point in St. Pete, was the Busch complex then. It was the Nemoli complex when we worked there. And you know, seeing like, oh my, that's Ozzie Smith.
Yeah.
Then I had to go about my job, and I went about handing out meal money and, you know, sorting papers and whatever. But so it was
and
about 20
with,
years.
Mitch Lukovics.
Yes, yeah. Mitch is the best. But it was about 20 years between then and then when I got to meet Ozzie as a Cardinal. So fortunate enough that I can also say he's one of the people on my phone, and he's been just amazing to me.
That is awesome. Chaim, thanks so much for the time. Great to meet you this week, and best of luck with everything in the bigs.
You bet. Thank you for having me on.